Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together. My name is Joey Hernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in to any one of our local radio stations, bringing you news when you need it the most. We want to take this time to say thank you to those that listen to your country, 103.9 KGRT, Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruces, Today's Hottest Music, Hot 103, and Classic Rock 98.7, Southern New Mexico's Classic Rock Leader. I'm excited because I get to have my good friend join us from the BLM. We got Bill with us. How's it going, sir? Long time no talk.
Hey, good morning. It's been a really chaotic time, as it is all over the United States.
There's a lot going on. Got to take this moment real quick to say big thank you to Gino, who stepped in for me a couple of weeks ago. Gino just says, okay, you say conversation, we're ready to go. But sorry we didn't touch base with stuff that was happening a couple of weeks ago. But I'm excited to talk because quite a bit to look forward to over the next couple of days, especially with the Easter holiday that's going on.
Yes, the Easter holiday time frame is a really big time for us here in the Las Cruces District. First, I want to start off and remind everyone about this Saturday and Sunday from 11 until 1, show up at Aguirre Spring Recreation Area, campsite number 4, because we're going to have natural dye from local materials where you can actually paint your own paper egg.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
that's going to be a big thing. But as, you know, people are looking forward to spending their Easter weekend in the Oregon Mountains or even on any of our monuments or recreational areas, we want to kind of let people know before they go that, you know, visitation is going to be much higher than it during the Easter weekend than normal. And that means parking is going to be limited. You know, so we want to ask everyone's patience and to take direction from the staff that they see and volunteers directing people where they can park, and maybe plan a carpool is even better. The costs still are $5 per vehicle when you're visiting Aguirre Spring. Individual campsites are first-come, first-served basis, and that costs $7 per vehicle. Carpooling is encouraged, like I said before. And, you know, we now have a way where we can take all forms of currency except crypto.
Yeah.
We have these electronic kiosks, you know, I've been talking about them in the past before. We now have one there at Aguirre, as well as at Dripping Springs, where you can use your card and or credit card or debit card to make an electronic purchase. And we still have the standby with the cash. That's the Iron Ranger, with you fill out the form with the pencil and put in the envelope and drop it in. And then, of course, we also take checks as well for those people that are not in the electronic age.
By the way, got a chance to see those myself personally, the machines. Really easy. By the way, folks, when you're going, and I think that's great that we mentioned this, is that because oftentimes some of us don't have cash on us, but we do have a card, or if we vice versa, to know that if you have cash, then it's still going to work, and everything but crypto would basically take care of you.
One thing to say about those kiosks, if you're wearing polarized sunglasses, you will not be able to see the screen.
Yes.
Please take off your polarized sunglasses before you attempt to use the screen. The system still works. It's not down. Just take off your sunglasses.
Which I didn't even think about that. So the next time I'm going to like, wait, I want to see if this is, oh, it is. But no, folks, when you guys go out and you see these, it's, I know oftentimes, especially when these things come in, that they may be a little intimidating because you're like, is it going to work? Is it not? No, you trust me. It's easy to take care of, just like if you would do with cash. It's very easy, very convenient, by the way. So kudos. It's just very convenient when it comes to that, when going to these sites.
And just to reiterate, too, the gate entrance and closing hours. Dripping Springs Natural Area opens at 7 a.m. until sunset, and the visitor center operation will be 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Aguirre Spring will be open from 7 until 8.
Okay,
we probably will have signs out periodically to direct people for traffic. If all the picnic sites are full, then we'll have signs telling people the picnic sites are full. So just bear with us and work with us and monitor us on social media, because we'll be doing real-time postings to let the public know what's going on. But we really want to hear at the BLM here in Las Cruces, we want to wish everybody a happy Easter this Sunday and remind everyone to celebrate on, when you're deciding to celebrate on public lands, to be mindful and be safe and not litter. And that includes confetti. You know, in the past couple of years, these confetti eggs, it just really, really is a major problem. So don't bring those, leave those behind. And because if you're caught littering on public lands, you're subject to fines, just to be, let you know. We want you to have fun, you know, because our recreation sites, they're going to be open as normal. But if you decide to come spend the day with us, no matter what you do, just enjoy your day and be mindful of your safety while you're out there on public lands. Remember to leave no trace, so pack out your trash. And also, you know, the weather can change quickly, so remember to plan accordingly. Bring layers of clothes. Check the weather before you visit. If rain's in the forecast, don't go in any of the slot canyons or areas that's prone to flooding. Only travel on designated routes and trails. Do not create new trails or bypasses around obstacles. And just basically try to reduce your impact on the dispersed camping areas. Try to choose an existing site to help limit the areas so the sites won't be undisturbed. And just make sure you also let someone know that you're going.
Yes.
And what time you might be back. You know, have a plan of action just in case you might miss your check-in time. So someone might think something, hey, where they at? They told me they were going camping but on Baylor Canyon Road, but we haven't heard from them in a day. So,
and it does make a big difference, especially when you think about, especially for safety purposes, that people are aware. And that way, if heaven forbid there is an emergency, people know what's, you know, how to go about the situation too. Cause oftentimes you may have, oh, I decided not to go and I just went home, and they're like, oh, you were at home this whole time. So yeah, you just want to make sure that you're always talking to a family member or a friend or anybody they're aware.
Exactly. So just to reiterate, you know, have a good time this weekend. Come out and enjoy your public lands, but be mindful of the increased visitation and the parking limitations, and be mindful about not littering with those confetti eggs.
Yes.
Or litter, period, on your public lands.
One of the things that I've noticed for years now is how many people take to our national parks and to our public lands throughout town. I mean, it's such an amazing thing, and we're so fortunate enough to have such a beautiful backdrop, especially coming up this Easter weekend, to have such beautiful mountains, beautiful trails, and taking this time to just say a big thank you to all the volunteers and staff, because, I mean, you guys are definitely going to have quite a busy weekend with everything that's going on. So a big thank you to them for all that we can look forward to as we enjoy our Easter holiday. So thank you so much again for bringing us that info. I always look forward to our visits. It's always great for you to come on by and join us, even when I'm not running around or you're not running around. I tell you, it's always fun. And again, people that have questions, I know there's a lot to look forward to, and especially a lot of stuff that's always happening. They can follow you guys on Facebook. I think that's one thing we got to make sure that we mention is the Facebook page. People can learn more about what's happening.
That's true. And it's the Bureau of Land Management Las Cruces District. You can follow us on Facebook. I prefer you to follow us. But if you don't have an account, you can actually just Google the page and you can find the information there. You just wouldn't be able to download anything. But follow us and keep mindful of what's out there. And
that's right.
We'll be sure to do real time. Let folks know what's going on this weekend.
That's right. Make sure you go and enjoy those lands. And again, follow them on Facebook for more details. Again, thank you so much for joining us and being on the show with us today.
Having me as always.
Of course, we always appreciate your visits. And for you out there, of course, thank you so much for tuning. And remember that you can hear us on any one of our stations, KGRT, your country 103.9 KGRT, Classic Rock 98.7, Southern New Mexico's Classic Rock leader. Today's hottest music, Hot 103, as well as Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruces. My name is Joey Hernandez from Mesilla Valley Better Together.